It's the end of August. The highs in Troy, Illinois have dropped into the 70s. The nights are cool. Leaves are starting to change and fall from the trees. Stores are starting to put out the Halloween stuff. The sun is setting earlier every day, and the daylight looks different. All these signs that fall is coming makes me think of Christmas!
Santa! Oh my God!
I thank God this dream came true!
There's no time I love more than Christmas time. The lights, decorations, TV specials, music, free gifts, free food, the cold weather. It truly is
the most wonderful time of the year.
I will kill you, your brothers, your mother, and your sisters.
In this week's movie, it's up to a boy and his magic tree to save Christmas. It's the 1964 Christmas present nobody wants, Magic Christmas Tree.
You can do magic.
A boy full of snottiness and a desire for myth-busting takes on the rumor that the old lady in the local haunted house is a witch.
A witch! A witch!
Mark brings along his two chicken shit friends to investigate. After they bail on him, he continues on and meets up with the hunched-over, cackled-voiced woman. She asks him to climb a tree to get her cat Lucifer out of it. Halfway up, a slip of the foot sends him crashing to the ground, sending him into a dream world full of color. In this dream world, the old lady is a witch, who thanks him for releasing Lucifer by giving Mark a special ring that will give him 3 wishes.
You must have a reward for helping an old lady.
I just want to go home, lady.
Come here, boy. Now, hold out your hand. This little boy has done a good deed for this old lady who was in need. Oh, magic power, both far and near. Let this boy's reward now appear. Now listen, this is a magic ring.
Magic?
Yes. Within that ring is a secret compartment. And within that compartment is a magic seed. If you plant this seed beneath the wishbone of a Thanksgiving turkey in the dark of the moon, a magic tree will grow. And when the tree is full grown, it will grant you 3 wishes. Now you may go.
He follows her instructions, and a few days before Christmas, a talking pine tree pops up, granting Mark his wishes. And that's when society runs amok. Cars running wild, pies flying into faces, and the kidnapping of Santa Claus himself.
What are you trying to do? Start a stupid club or something?
With Christmas on my mind, I went searching for a bad Christmas movie that I've never seen. And boy, did I ever find one.
This show was absolutely awful.
In a very small way, it has elements of The Wizard of Oz. Real life is in black and white, and the dream world is in color. And that's pretty much where it ends for the comparison of The Wizard of Oz. One of Mark's wishes is absolute power for 1 hour. So what does he do with all that power over time and space? He makes cars run by themselves, and has a man chase a woman to pelt her with cream pies.
There's something to be said for a deviant lifestyle.
He also claims Santa as his own, and keeps the lethargic Claus restrained in a chair. Because if you want Santa on your good side, you'll hold him against his will and ruin Christmas for the world.
Genius, I tell you! Genius!
On Christmas morning, with Santa bolted to a chair in his living room, does Mark tear into his presence? Show his friends who he's got restrained in a chair? Nope. He wanders the California countryside with his rifle to go hunting.
That never happens here!
The true magic of this scraggly, pathetic tree is it puts up an image shield that makes people think it's beautiful.
You're beautiful!
Thank you very much.
It's beautiful. It's magnificent.
It's a beautiful tree.
Surprisingly, there's little information about this movie.
Never saw that coming.
But if I was going to make a random judgment based on what I saw, I'd say it looks like the work of a Laverne, California elementary school that got its hands on some high-quality home movie-making equipment for one of its elective classes. Someone from the English department who wrote a Christmas play for their church turned in the script. A few members from the school's performing arts department who washed out of Hollywood but still have dreams of acting star as the adults. And an announcement in the school's newsletter put out a call for any students who wanted to be in the movie.
Hey kids,
How would you like to hear this on the screen?
Magic Christmas Tree has all the qualities that make up a bad movie from the 60s. Bad acting, bad color, bad sound, bad direction, and a really stupid story.
It's pretty stupid.
This movie is bad, but in an enjoyably bad way. It's Mystery Science Theater 3000 bad, so put it on and mock the hell out of it.
And that means there's going to be good times had tonight.
Magic Christmas Tree is free to watch or download or both at archive.org. Download it and store it away to watch when the Christmas season really gets started the Tuesday after Labor Day.
Oh, good.
I'm Eric Paul Johnson, and I also have a bit of wood that makes the magic happen.
I love to work with wood. I like the feel of it.
Merry Christmas, you suckers. It may be your last.
A mysterious man creeps in from out of nowhere and turns the worlds of everyone he meets upside down and inside out. It's the movie that makes you question your faith and asks you what you really believe. It's Miracle on 34th Street!
Woohoo!
No, not the endearing 1947 original. It's the 1973 TV remake.
Ah, crap!
If you've lived in an abominable snow monster's cave in the North Pole for the last 71 years, a man who embodies the spirit of St. Nicholas claims with all sincerity that he is the Santa Claus.
No! No way! No way!
He teams up with an amiable lawyer to convince jaded Macy's executive Karen and her equally hard-bitten by reality 7-year-old daughter that Santa is for realsies and Christmas isn't just a marketing orgy to pad out the accounting books at the end of the year. A dick of a staff psychologist puts kindly Kringle into the loony bin, but with the help of Sandy's lawyer friend and the federal regulations of the United States government, he proves that Chris really is the actual, for realsies, full-on living Santa Claus.
I'm a 400-pound hunk of burning love.
I've always heard what a legendary, catastrophic train wreck this movie was. So after 45 years of wondering, I finally checked it out to see just how bad it really is. Wasn't my best move this Christmas time. However, it's early in the season. Plenty of time to make worse moves.
Who wants to lick a messy baby?
Everyone's so pissed off in this thing at, well, almost everything.
I'm so mad at my mother.
In the opening scene where the plastic reindeer are being set up for a window display, Santa is on the verge of yelling at the clerk. He shoves his hand in, grabs reindeer, reshuffles them, shoves the clerk. What a way to introduce the Santa character. As a pushy control freak.
Frankly, forgive the language. He's an asshole.
In the original movie, Santa kindly informed the clerk of the reindeer placement with a smile and a wink. In the original, Mr. Macy and Mr. Gimble were good-natured business rivals. In this movie, they're straight-up greedy a-holes. They almost get into a fist fight in front of Santa during a photo op. For some reason, never really explained, friendly single lawyer has a lady friend who does his shopping. When she sees Ms. Walker in his apartment, she turns into a jealous bitch, molesting Walker with accusing eyes and snide remarks.
Wanna wash my face for me?
What the hell, woman? You're just the lawyer's gopher, not his wife.
You're a sexist jerk.
And the casting of the lawyer. Oh, Jesus Christ. In the original, he was played by John Payne. In looks and voice, Payne could have been a dead ringer for a young Bing Crosby. He plays the character with such charm and endearing wit that even I would make a play for him, if I was gay.
Oh, hello, sailor!
In the 1973 version, the lawyer is played by David Hartman. If you're too young to remember David Hartman, I envy you. David Hartman had the voice of an angel and looks to match. If that angel was taken into the alley and beaten by a gang of toughs with pool cues, leaving him a lumpy schlub with a voice akin to a congested bullwinkle.
Howdy, record players!
Two pivotal moments in this story are flat out ruined! The original ended with the surprise gift Susie asked Santa for. In this remake, that surprise is pissed on when Susie's mom and her lawyer boyfriend discuss getting the present. In the original, the surprise at the end cinches it that he really was Santa. Who else could pull off that kind of a gift?
This is William Shatner.
You f***ed up the whole thing when you show the adults discussing buying that gift. And during the final courtroom scene in the original, The lawyer is sweating bullets over how he's going to present that final proof that Chris really is Santa. Salvation comes at the last minute of the trial. In this remake, Lawyer Man goes in fully cocked, ready with his undeniable proof. That drops a 16-ton anvil from a high-rise on any suspense the court battle is supposed to have!
Stupid! You're so stupid!
None of the characters feel like they have any purpose in this thing other than to be used as props to further along a plot for a movie that didn't need to be made. Sebastian Cabot is okay as Santa. Sometimes he's as charming as Edmund Gwynn was in the original. Other times he seems like he needs a juice box and a nap. The other characters are either as bland as a low-fat mayonnaise sandwich on white bread with the crust cut off, or too cartoony to be accepted as real. However, Tom Bosley was good as the judge.
Dig that square.
I've seen movies more unwatchably worse than this, but there's really only one reason to see this thing, and it's the reason I had. Morbid curiosity about how awful this thing is. If you don't have that curiosity, then there's absolutely no reason whatsoever in a batrillion years to watch this cataclysmic disaster as long as the 1947 original is still in existence.
This sucks more than anything that has ever sucked before.
The 1973 version of Miracle on 34th Street is free on YouTube. But I wouldn't pay that much for it.
It's crap!
I'm Eric Paul Johnson, and I believe. I know it's silly, but I believe.
I believe. It's silly, but I believe.
Who said there ain't no Santa Claus?
I did.